Groundwater contaminants exceeding target levels have been found in 13 irrigation wells in the Azalea neighborhood of St. Petersburg. But a growing plume of contamination from the Raytheon property poses no health concerns and a 1 in a million excess cancer risk, according to University of Florida researchers. This morning, dozens of concerned citizens questioned elected officials and government regulators at the Azalea Adult Community Center. In a letter to the regional administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Senator Bill Nelson is asking the EPA to assist the state agencies to determine how far the pollution has spread and in cleanup of the contamination. Nelson asked to applause, why did 15 years lapse before residents were made aware of the contamination?
What is it about previous administrations in the state government that did not cause this notification to be made pursuant to the law that implies that the notification ought to?
Across the street from the Raytheon plant and above the contaminated plume, State Senator Charlie Justice told constituents that he's working on new legislation that will require residents to be notified earlier by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, or DEP.
There is clear, in statute right now, legislative intent that all parties potentially affected should have been notified. There's a second part of statute where it says directly affected, and that's the part that DEP was following. Believe me, next session will not pass without us doing legislation that will create a better notification system, so this will not happen again.
Azalea Elementary and Middle Schools are close to the Raytheon plant, but Pinellas County Schools Interim Superintendent Julie Jansen said students are not in danger.
We have been in contact weekly with Raytheon, monitoring results, especially from the state. So we now have information in writing from the state that will be going out to our parents in this coming week. So we've checked on the air quality. Those kinds of tests have already been done. We've found that there are no dangers to our kids.
Gail Guidish is the Environmental Health and Preparedness Director for the Pinellas County Health Department.
The University of Florida and State Department of Health got together and did some conservative estimates of if there was a health risk or not. And the chances of getting cancer from these chemicals is about 1 in a million. So we're saying that at this particular time with our conservative risks, it looks like there's no health effects.
Does that mean that people shouldn't be worried, or what precautions should they take?
Well, the difficulty is that, you know, knowing that there's contaminants in your well and still using it, you know, people are obviously concerned for their peace of mind. Raytheon has plumbed a lot of their irrigation wells to city water, and they should probably continue doing that. We say there's no risk, but if people are concerned, they should do what's best for themselves.
Among the citizens asking questions was Sam Simpson, who is a Democrat running for the congressional seat that is currently held by Republican Bill Young. Simpson asked Senator Nelson to help Azalea residents.
From what everybody's saying, it just seems like there's been such a collusion between big government and big corporations, and people have been forgotten about. I mean, the EPA has been so politically compromised under the Bush administration, there is no EPA. So we need a revolution in this country, and we need you to help us.
That's why I'm here, and I happen to agree with your characterization of the EPA at the national level.
Max Lynn, one of Sam Simpson's Democratic primary opponents for Congress, noted that the U.S. congressperson who represents the area did not attend the meeting.
Our representatives in Congress are influenced so heavily by the defense companies, and you brought up an interesting example. I've been to all these meetings at the church last week. Congressman Young buys us a bridge. He's not showing his face here. Not one of his representatives are.
One resident compared what is happening with Raytheon's plume of toxic chemicals under the Azalea neighborhood to the U.S. military's cover-up of the dangers of Agent Orange in the Vietnam War, and Senator Nelson appreciated the analogy.
That was one of the dark chapters in American history when the United States government denied its responsibility under Agent Orange. So thank you for bringing that up.
Tom McClure is an Azalea resident who lives on 11th Avenue.
The city knew about this years ago, and nobody taking any action to warn anybody about anything. The meetings was just to kind of hold things down. And like the one guy said, we need help.
McClure's neighbor is Barbara Kraft.
I think Raytheon should be forced to buy all of our properties at the value it was before all this contamination started. You know, they should be held responsible for our property value.
Many of the residents criticized the state DEP for not taking action sooner. But Deborah Getzoff, who is the Southwest District Director of the Florida DEP, said that her office did not have authority for the Raytheon site until 3 years ago.
This is a site that we gained statutory authority to put under timeframes in 2005. And in 2005, our laws were changed, and we enacted regulations that now give us the authority to create a process that has to be observed by all responsible parties for contaminated sites, that provides cleanup target levels for all of the contamination that can be addressed, and also provides time frames for the process that has to be observed.
Getzoff said that DEP received Raytheon's first site assessment on May 30th, and it included contamination by 1,4-dioxane, a potential carcinogen. Last week, contamination was found in a nearby creek that drains into Boca Ciega Bay, the first time surface water contamination has been documented.
We submitted a response July 2nd that delineated certain areas of their report that we believed needed further investigation to be complete, and the due date for that is August 31st. However, in the meantime, we have asked Raytheon, and they have agreed, to move ahead with an interim cleanup action to begin to take some of the hotter areas of the groundwater contamination out near their plant site. And they have agreed to do that. We're waiting to see their plan. We hope to see it in the next week or so.
A cleanup plan will be due 90 days after the state deems the Raytheon report to be complete. One method of cleanup may be to pump and treat the groundwater, Getzoff said. You can find links to information about the Raytheon plume of contamination on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.